Boy, can you get the puck, win the draw, and shoot and get it done in 3.8? We'll find out right now. Face off to the right of the Los Angeles goal. This would be a tough one to fall short. Here's Strom, kicks it behind the net. The Kings go to cover. Oh, and Zegras just put a big hit on Gavrikov, and that will inspire a scrap here. Race for the puck. A big, big pileup down in the corner to the right of the Los Angeles goal. And they might have a little difficult team separating each other. Right there in the middle of things, Zellweger's got a hold of Kempe. Two or three players have come free, so that's good. And, of course, the Ducks' goal is empty. That would have been a situation maybe where the Ducks' goaltender comes down the ice and gets involved with the time remaining. But that's it. The game is history. It's 2-1 for Los Angeles. And the Kings, all they were trying to do was just hold on to the puck and go behind the net. And then tempers flared, and the Anaheim Ducks are going to fall short here despite, I thought, a pretty solid effort throughout the afternoon.
Not that the Los Angeles Kings got back-to-back quick goals here, but coming out of the third period, right, that has continued to hamper this Ducks team. It happened two games ago, and the Seattle Kraken were in town. They had back-to-back goals there to start that third. And as I mentioned, of course, not back-to-back goals, but the Kings get the go-ahead goal earlier to start this third period. And I tell you what, it ends up being obviously the difference in those early goals. Well, it hampers the Anaheim Ducks once again.
Yeah, we'll keep you here for just a couple of minutes because you'll be joining Alexis Downey for the post-game show. 2-1 was the final score here, but hey, just remember, we're home. We've still got some games coming up, including Ottawa here in a couple of days. And just off the cuff at this point, what areas do you want to see the improvement of the hockey club as we move forward?
Well, I'll start out by this. Continue the shot volume. That's been a big improvement. Continue the faceoff circle. Look, this game isn't going to be as close if you falter in those two categories. The shots on goal, it's not going to be as close if you allow Los Angeles Kings to flat out dominate. They didn't dominate. Anaheim, of course, very much in this game for a lot of the hockey game. And then just so continuing on, faceoffs, shots on goals. I'd say when it comes down to bearing down in those grade A scoring areas, it's got to happen. It happened last game. In Seattle, how about that play? I still continue to think back on it. Trevor Zegras gloving that puck down for that last goal of the game. Those kind of, in those pressure situations, being calm, cool, and collective. And in this game here, Troy Terry, he was calm, cool, and collective, but finding a way for that extra patience there, sliding that last Ryan Strom pass home. I look to that in those high-danger area chances, doing what you did against that Seattle Kraken team in Seattle, doing it from here on out. That's going to help this Ducks club.
All right, good explanation. We'll let you go. Enjoying Alexis. We'll be tuned into you when we leave ourselves. 2-1, L.A. defeats Anaheim. And, again, we will talk to some folks. And meanwhile, if you have some questions and things like that for both of them, they are ready. In fact, they're almost ready right now, except Emerson needs to get over there to her area, and he was headed over there now. So a disappointing loss here. 2-1, the final score, and 31 shots to 18 for the Kings shows you that they had opportunities, just couldn't get that job done. Want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast tonight. We're going to leave you with this, take a break, and then go to those two. Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Radio Network, brought to you by UCI Health, stopping at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. All right, for everybody up here in the booth and everybody tuned in, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for our post-game wrap live from Honda Center coming up in a moment because you're listening to DuckStream powered by TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, this is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Make your next trip to Honda Center for an Anaheim Ducks game even more exciting by participating in the 50-50 raffle. Not only could you take home a huge cash prize, but you'll also be helping make a difference right here in the Southern California community. Thanks to the support of fans like you, the 50-50 raffle has raised over $5 million for the Anaheim Ducks Foundation since its inception. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/50-50-raffle for more information. That's AnaheimDucks.com/5050-raffle.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downing, exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
In the second freeway faceoff of the season, the Los Angeles Kings take the victory here at Honda Center this afternoon. 2-1, the final over your Anaheim Ducks. Alongside Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. Welcome to the post-game show. A disappointing end for the Anaheim Ducks here today after they played a hard-fought game and put a lot of pucks on net.
Yeah, and, well, I don't... Oftentimes you could say that the Kings... or the team who wins wanted it more. But if you judge by the improvement in the faceoff circle for the Ducks team, mm-hmm. the shots on goals, look, this Ducks team put out a very good effort. Mm-hmm. And maybe it takes a guy like Leo Carlson not being out of the lineup but in helping this team to get over the hump against a very competitive Los Angeles Kings team. I look at a lot of different scenarios. I think that definitely could have helped. But having him... not in, you just needed to bear down on your chances, and mm-hmm. it came right down to the wire. Troy Terry, who's one of the better finishes even in this Pacific Division, wasn't able to capitalize on a great Ryan Strome feed there late mm-hmm. to tie this one up. Kings come out on top.
It came up down to the wire. So close in this one. The Ducks, 12 shots on goal in the final period, outshooting the Kings. They only had four in that third period. Let's get into the highlights from this one, starting in the first period. It was all about the goalies, keeping it 0-0 through that period. John Gibson, with 2 minutes left on the clock, made a huge glove save.
Puck again wound out high. Mike Avrikov now in the high slot. Anderson a drive. And that hit one of the players, either Vetrano or the player Gavrikov in front. It was fired quickly. And boy, did you see that glove reaction there on a close-in shot to the left to Gibby. And I'll tell you, that one looked to be headed to the net. And John just whisked it out of midair.
So the Kings might not have had that many shots in this game, but when they did have their chances, some of them were definitely high danger.
Correct. And how about Steve's glove reaction instead of glove save?
I like
that.
No, yeah, I like that.
It's great stuff there by the GOAT, Steve Carroll.
And not only was John Gibson making saves in the first period, the NHL debut goaltender on the other end, Eric Portillo, made a big save on Brian Dumoulin after Trevor Zegras showed off some of his fancy moves.
Puck winds up on the right wing wall. More coming from Zegras. Nice fake. Gets the puck, goes behind the net. Backhand, forehand, out front, Dumoulin, a shot! Arm saved by the Kings netminder. Puck bounces in front as the horn sounds. I really thought we might get a goal there in the last few seconds.
Some filthy moves by Trevor Zegras. I tell you what, he's playing his best hockey I've seen in some time. How about that 40-foot east-west backhand sauce pass almost on the finish for Brian Dumoulin?
I mean, what a game for Eric Portillo to come into. You go into the rivalry game, and it's your NHL debut, and I feel like he had to be juiced for this one. I mean, we saw it there early with that save.
I knew he was going to be special because he was special in the rookie faceoff tournament earlier, so I got Steve and I, and of course you were tuning in, but we got a chance to see Portillo play great in that rookie faceoff tournament, so we knew it was going to translate. He just looked like NHL material at the time, and he was certainly top tier National Hockey League tender status here in today's game, really helping his Kings team in a lot of different areas. Big time saves really for the full 60 minutes of play.
0-0 after one period. The Ducks outshooting the Kings by just one shot, 9-8. We moved into the second. Anaheim was the team to get on the board first, and it was Ryan Strome on the backhand, 2 minutes and 48 seconds into the period.
Certainly a lot going on, and you would assume that it would be this time of year. It's hard to believe we're closing in on Christmas time.
I call it the 30th anniversary season hangover. That's what I call this 31st season. It's been a blast.
All right, score! And speaking of blast, the Ducks just had one. Put the puck into an open right side of the Kings netminder, Portillo. And the Anaheim Ducks get the first goal of the hockey game. Going to be scored by Ryan Strome. He was overdue, and he's just made it a 1-0 lead for his team.
Oh, Honda Center was loud for that one.
Yep, and two out of the three goals scored in today's game were extra greasy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you had Laferriere's goal, and you had Stromer's goal. That were the two out of the three that came right around the blue paint there. Both weren't easy to tally. Both coming from different teams, of course, but that was a feel-good goal for Stromer, right? It's been a while since he scored, and he had a couple big chances early on. It's good to see him capitalize on that one.
Yeah, he's had a couple chances in recent games. Definitely probably a good feeling for him coming away with a goal in this one despite the loss for the team. The Kings got on the board next, 10:46 into the period. A 2-on-1 it turned out to be, but they were able to get it through.
Ellison will toss it ahead for Zegras. Turned over. Laferriere moving in. Fires the puck to a teammate, and they score! A big goal by Alex Turcotte. Boy, you could just feel that coming on that two-man break for L.A., and they fired it up high. Beat Gibby cleanly. Great pass, Laferriere. Up high with a shot, and it's a 1-1 hockey game.
That was a quick play, and obviously worked out in the Kings' favor.
Alex Turcotte, he's been a guy that's been up and down. He's been injury-plagued, and look, it hasn't been easy for him in his road to being a consistent full-time National Hockey Leaguer, but this Kings team, they're benefiting off of his positive play. The two young guns there, Turcotte and Laferriere, I think just heard Akil Thomas went down to an injury there, and he's another one that's coming along quite nicely, speaking in terms of the great development system for the Los Angeles Kings. But Turcotte, a nice little pump fake there, sends it short side shelf. It was a pretty goal. I'd like to say Gibby, even with the pretty move that was, stops a lot of those a lot of the times, but it was just too pinpoint, and you know what a goal that was for them.
1-1 game after two periods of play, and like Emmer's been mentioning, Laferriere, he was the next goal scorer for the Kings, and it would be the goal that would win it for their team right in front of John Gibson, a quick shot.
Here's Killorn, puts the puck in front, broke it up, and the Kings start back in a hurry. Out towards center ice, they get out of the reach of Gudas. That's Laferriere, the puck centered, a shot, they score! Well, I tell you what, you got to tip your cap on the Kings player, Laferriere. I'm telling you, that was quite a move by the young man, getting by Gudas and then going to the net. And I might have to take a look at that replay. That's a pretty play by him. And it's now a 2-1 Kings lead.
And it was one of those plays where Gudas just ended up on the wrong side of Laferriere and gave him the opportunity there in front.
Yeah, it's well said. And another greasy one. And he just continues to find the right areas to have success. Some nice passing plays from him throughout the game. And then he gets rewarded with, once again, a greasy goal.
Mm-hmm. Tough to see the Kings get that early goal in the start of that third period, because you wanted to come out quick in the third if you're the Anaheim Ducks. But they would continue to put the pressure on late. Troy Terry had an attempt, basically an open net at that point, but Portillo was able to kick his skate out, keep the puck out, and the Ducks were not able to get the tying goal.
Here at his own line, Zegras, time winding down, 25 seconds remaining. Ducks trail by one in the third period. Turnover, front of the net, a shot on! They couldn't put it in! Troy Terry stick handled Deke, and he couldn't put the puck in with a golden scoring opportunity.
Well, it doesn't get much better as far as looks are concerned. What skate confidence from Brian Strome. He picks that out of his skate there, and he threads it over to Troy Terry on the weak side. Troy Terry with great patience tries to slide in the near, or the far side, backdoor area. What a chance.
Oh, so close. It was so close. He couldn't. Once he the first attempt, and he tried to settle the puck, but the play's moving so quickly. It's so tough.
You can't make a better move than that, right?
Yeah.
All the patience in the world. We know he can finish with the best of them. And I know if he got another opportunity, same sequence, same situation, he would have put it home. That's just how often he finishes off. But it just wasn't the Ducks' Black Friday game today. Just came right down to the wire. They played great, but it was the Kings game for sure.
They did play great in this one, and we're going to keep talking about everything from this Ducks and Kings game today. Before we go to break, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey. Make it count. We'll be right back.
No. Oh my gosh.
That's the sound of Becky getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be getting her sheep a predator-proof pen, and we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 Accord Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
The scrape of blades. The clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never-give-up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Lace up those sneakers and stretch out those hammies. The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water is back on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park in Irvine. Each participant will receive a race day shirt, finisher's medal, and a free ticket to a Ducks home game at Honda Center. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Welcome back to the post-game show. We're going to head down to the locker room now and hear from the Ducks goal scorer in this game today, Ryan Strome, who spoke with the media about this one.
We competed hard. I thought we dictated a lot of the game. We played, similar to the way we've been playing the last few games, pretty structured, pretty disciplined, north-south. I thought we had good scoring chances. They're a mature team, a veteran team. They know how to clog it down and win those types of games. They've done it for years. So, I think we probably deserved a bit of a better outcome, but that's the business. So, got to try to find a way to get another one there. And, at the end of the day, we only got one goal. It's tough to win.
Despite the result, is it kind of encouraging that some of those things are starting to come into play?
Yeah, I think what's more encouraging is that we're doing it more consistently. I think, you can look at a game-by-game basis, and it can be good and on any given night, but I think we've strung together maybe now 6-7 games that we're pretty happy with. So we're starting to follow the framework of the way we're supposed to play and what makes us successful. And I think for us, maybe not looking at today's outcome, but maybe look at the last bulk of games is what makes us feel a little bit better about ourselves. And I think if we play like the way we did and the way we have on most nights, we're going to get good results. And we've been in a lot of games this year. So I think it's starting to move in the right direction. And I think everyone can see it and feel it on the bench by watching that, we're on the right path.
In the early meeting with the Kings, they were really jamming away, blocking our shots. Tonight, you guys inverted that and get 20-plus blocks, really got to a lot of them. What made you so effective disrupting their shooting game tonight?
I just thought we had the puck maybe more than we have in the past against these guys. In the past, I feel like we've been on our heels, and they kind of come at waves on us. But, tonight, I thought we were kind of pushing the pace on them. I thought we were pretty good on the forecheck and turned some pucks over, had some good zone time. And on the other side of things, I think our breakouts have been much better, so I think we're spending less time in our zone. So, like I said, it was a good effort, I think. Obviously sucks right now, good crowd on a holiday weekend. You'd like to get the win, but, all in all, I think we're moving in the right direction, like I said, and the consistency for the last, week to 2 weeks or whatever it's been has been a lot better, and I think that's something that we've been trying to work towards and something we can hang our hat on tonight.
Your line's been producing lately. What kind of things have you guys been doing well lately to add to that?
Yeah, I think that we've probably should have a few more. Honestly, I think we're still kind of having a lot of chances that we wish we'd bury. But I think all in all, I think it's just simplicity. I think we're forechecking hard. We're trying to play in straight lines. I think we're trying to get Troy the puck as much as possible and create as much space for him on the ice as we can. And also, I think our D have been really good lately. I think if you look at a lot of the goals we're scoring, the D are involved, the D are generating off the blue lines, the D are jumping in the play. And I think when we have guys like Zelly and Jax and Helly and, you know, everybody, and Minty, like the young guys that are really jumping up in the play that can provide that spark. And I think it just makes the attack so much more lethal. I think a lot of our offense, it feels like, you know, the puck's in their stick and they're able to get it to us and have some time and space. So obviously, you know, going against Kopitar is a tough matchup. I thought we answered the bell tonight. And it's fun to have those challenges. It's what you play for, to play against the best players. And it's an honor to do that. And it was a good game.
Thank you.
You just heard from Ryan Strom there about this game here today, talking about they were just kind of on the end of not getting the win here, but he was really happy with the way the team played, and he feels that they're trending in the right direction, which you can see that in the way they've played this later half of the month of November in particular.
Yeah, I feel like and one phrase he used that I really liked was dictating, right? Although the team didn't come out with the 2 points here today, he felt that the team was dictating the play a lot, which I thought spot on. I mean, when you get a higher quantity of goals, that puts you in that discussion of dictating more and playing pretty lights out. They were capitalized, on their chances, just obviously one more than the Anaheim Ducks did. But I like that term because it really rang true. They dictated the play. It seemed like, to that point, too, they're not scared to go up against anyone, right? This is a highly talented Kings team. Stromer, in that interview, of course, gave props to this type of team being known to gut out these close games.
Yeah.
It's what led to a couple cups. A lot of these are at least three, four key members that are still on this Kings team. It's what got them the two cups that they've got. Look, it's a veteran team. They know how to win these games. And anytime you're in a situation where you're going head-to-head against a team with those type of veteran leaders, the Kopitars of the world, the Lewises, once again, the guys that have experienced that cup-winning pedigree, it makes it that much tougher.
What did you think about the way the game ended? And, you know, Zegras goes in to the corner there, lays a big hit as the buzzer's sounding, and then of course tempers flare and you see some words being exchanged down there. What does that say about the way this game ended and, you know, just about the teams?
I just think they're less scared, right? They're sticking up for one another. They want to give it to the other team. Of course, Stromer in the near side corner, I think whether it was Janot or forgot who he was getting back and forth in this corner here. And I love that, and I think that shows passion, and I think it shows intuitiveness. You're really into the game, even though the final buzzer rang. Trevor Zegras, even going back to the last game, he was mouthing off and barking to someone on the Seattle Kraken right at the red line as both teams were going back to their players' benches. So, look, this is a team that I think is meaner. I think they're meaner during playing time, and then they're meaner after the whistle. So I think that's good traits to have as this team continues to grow and get more mature, older. These young guys, future superstars, continue to mature. Having that meanness intact, I think, is a very good trait.
You see them forechecking a little bit harder too, it seems like, in these recent games, and that's showing also kind of going along with what you're saying, just how aggressive they're playing. It's showing in their forecheck too, and even on some plays when they're trying to get back and help out the D a bit. So good stuff from the Ducks on that end.
Yeah, no, they continue to make serious gains in a lot of key categories. Hopefully the faceoffs can continue to have success like they showed in today's game, and then the shots on goals, right? Two categories, surface level team stats categories that have been hampering this Ducks team. They brought it here today. Hopefully it continues for the next couple games, of course, starting with Ottawa on Sunday.
I'm glad you brought up the faceoffs, because the first two periods, the Ducks were 50% there. They end the game 47.2%. And then towards the end of the game, once Gibson was pulled, there was a number of faceoffs right after the timeout when Rich Kloon was talking to the team. You could tell he was setting up a play there. The Ducks win the faceoff twice on two of those. Unfortunately, they lose that final faceoff with 3 seconds left. But those are really key. And the fact that the Ducks were able to win those late in the game, I think that's a great sign.
And isn't it pretty, or sets maybe a metaphor in how this game played out? Because, hey, pretty close through two periods in the faceoff circle, 50 apiece, all tied up, and then just falter there late. That's the game within the game. It's playing the full 60-plus minutes if there is indeed extra time. It's just it's how the game of hockey works. You love it sometimes, and then it really just stabs you in the back, and the knife twist a lot of times, like tonight.
That's how it feels a little bit right now.
It's gory, but yeah. Once again, it's a love-hate relationship, this game of hockey.
Let's get to a couple of our messages before we send it to break. First one here, it was a great game for Z, Maxi, Strome, Vetrano, Cutter, Zelli, Hellison, Dumo, and Lacombe. Very specific there. Each of them played well. We just couldn't bury any of the many chances Portillo handed to us. It's not about just shooting the puck, as Cronin loves to preach. It's about not shooting it wide and burying grade A chances. An easy win for us was in our reach, and I'm eager for Sunday's game. Emerson, you brought up a point recently on the postgame show about shooting the puck even when it's not an easy angle. And there was a couple chances like that tonight, and I thought of you when that happened.
Thanks for thinking of me when you saw those plays.
I did.
Look, I'm reading your mind here. Probably those couple of plays, Cutter Gauthier, right?
Yep.
He threaded right between Portillo's pads there. It actually went out the far side corner there. So if it was just a couple inches to the left, could have very much went into the Kings' net. And then following that play, I don't know if that was the second chance because he had back-to-back bad angle. That's right. It did. He picked up that puck in the far corner. And then slung it back here to the near side in a bad angle attempt. So it's just a goal scorer's mentality. Cutter Gauthier, he's been known throughout his career to be a goal scorer. Mm-hmm. Those are the habits that he has. And, that's a positive, and it's what leads to a high shot volume, right? Mm-hmm. Not being greedy and waiting for the perfect shot to transpire, just shoot it from anywhere and everywhere.
And the Ducks were shooting it here tonight. You know, to the point of this message, shooting it wide, bearing some of those chances, it kind of just happens that way sometimes. You know, there was a couple chances there in the first period where the Ducks, I'm trying to remember specifically who it was out front, but just had a great chance, just a little wide. So, yeah, tough to see those, but.
Alex Turcotte, when he was in a grade A area to put it home, it was pinpoint, right?
Yeah.
And so maybe the Ducks didn't get a quality of look as that play.
Mm.
But look, Colangelo off to shoot it on a 2-on-1. I think he was a little bit deeper. I thought it was a great shot and the smart play within the circumstances. But one of those throughout the hockey game, you just want to be a little bit more pinpoint. A lot like that Alex Turcotte goal.
It was Zellweger, that wraparound Lundestrom. I'm looking at my notes here. Yes, the Lundestrom wraparound kicked it out to Zellweger, and it was a good save by Portillo, but, you know, I think one of those shots where maybe it had been a little bit more pinpoint, could have gone in.
You're spot on.
I had to think back to it, but I knew it was in the first period. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll get to a couple more of these messages and also get to hear from head coach Greg Cronin. Don't go anywhere.
iHeartRadio is streaming on TuneIn. From top music hits, breaking news, and sports talk, it's all here on TuneIn. You can hear Ryan Seacrest on 102.7 KISS FM.
How much do we love this job?
The Breakfast Club on Power 105.1.
We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Snoop Dogg!
Or 98.1 The Breeze. And every other iHeartRadio station. Just search iHeartRadio to find all your favorite radio stations and start listening today.
Regional Mexican Radio has a track record of bringing good vibes and classic Mexican tracks all day long. And tune in. The all-in-one audio app is here with our exclusive Éxitos Mexicano station, carrying on the radio format of Regional Mexicano with top artists. Listen to La Música del Momento from La Séptima Banda, Calibre 50, all ready to bring your day the best Mexican music. And don't forget to upgrade to TuneIn Premium for all music with no ads.
A chart-topping banger in the best way to bring good vibes to your day. And on TuneIn's Today's Hits, we've always got our finger on the pulse of what's hot in music. Like the latest tracks from Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Bad Bunny, and so many more. Soundtrack your day with a full selection, Today's Hits. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
The music you love is the key to a great day. And the best place to hear music for every mood from every genre is TuneIn. This all-in-one audio app brings together top curated music stations, spinning today's hits, top country tracks, the best in Latin hits, and anything else you want to soundtrack your day. Plus, if you upgrade to TuneIn Premium for a low monthly price, you'll keep the good tunes and the good vibes going without any ads. So if you're looking for your next party soundtrack, look no further than TuneIn.
Looking for an app to hear all your favorite music, news, sports, and more?
He's been president before. I know exactly what
he's got. All of your audio all in one place, right here on TuneIn. Play your favorite stations, like Que Buena.
Corazón, muchas gracias por estar en sintonía, por comunicarse con
ESPN Radio.
There's a ball out there, but the one thing DeMarcus does very well is he's a
The Daily.
Paul, we have spent a lot of time over the past year talking about higher education.
And so much more. Whatever you love listening to, you can hear it all on TuneIn.
Big 12 Radio is now streaming on TuneIn. Listen to 24/7 coverage of all things around the Big 12 Conference and beyond, from live games to sports talk and analysis, coach and player interviews, and more.
58-yard attempt for the win. Snap, placement.
Oh, he's got it!
Stay connected to the college sports landscape with Big 12 Radio. Just search for Big 12 Radio or tell your device to listen to Big 12 Radio on TuneIn.
All right, and we're back with head coach Greg Cronin now. We're going to head down to the locker room to hear what he had to say about the Ducks' performance against the Kings here today.
The team certainly generated enough chances today to win the game. And is that kind of just the game where you have to tip your cap to the goalie on the other side?
It's funny, when I found out he was playing, I had, you know, hadn't seen the kid play at all, but I said this is either going to be really good or really bad, right, in terms of his performance, right? Some guys get in that environment and they freeze, and he was terrific. He's a big kid. He was aggressive in the net. Handled the puck well. He did a heck of a job.
Stroman was saying he thought that his line answered the bell against Kopi and Kempe, and it seemed like your compete level was pretty high. Just your thoughts on the group as a whole and maybe some of the individual matchups that you like tonight?
I thought we played well, you know, like we've been on, I don't know what it's been, you know, since we got back from that New York trip, I don't know how many games it's been, but I think we've been on a pretty good path in terms of playing with an identity and competing. You know, we had a lot of offensive zone time tonight. That's one of the areas that we're trying to focus on. We've been focusing on the D zone. And obviously the common thread that ties those two together when you are on the good side of those battles is the compete level. And I thought we did a good job there.
And on the earlier meeting against LA, they were jamming lanes, blocking a lot of shots. Mm-hmm. He's going to turn, even though you had more possession time tonight, turned that on its ear. I think you had 20-plus blocks. So what did you see that was working well as far as you know, getting in the lanes, disrupting their shots?
I think we've always blocked shots well. I don't think that's ever been, just been an issue this year with our guys. I think guys do a good job accepting that role, and I think we've been pretty consistent with it. I thought they did a really good job towards the end of the game blocking shots. So it's kind of a playoff type of game. There wasn't a lot of ice, and then there was, when there was ice, things closed up quickly in front of each team's net. So it was a good game.
The McTavish line generated a lot early on. What have you kind of seen in putting Zegras and McTavish together on that line?
Well, they've got chemistry. Obviously, they're good friends off the ice, and I think they have a, you know, good synergy on the ice. Killer's you know, an older veteran. I think they can read off them well. I thought Max skated well tonight. Fundamentally, he was strong on faceoffs. He was winning his puck battles. He was going to the net front. See, he's a distributor. He creates. So it was just a nice dynamic there. And I think for the most of the night, they had the puck a lot. So that's a good sign when that group's got the puck.
Despite the result, you have to be encouraged by the progress that the team's been making over the past couple of weeks and getting more chemistry.
Yeah, and again, it's funny, I was walking through the training room when I went in to talk to the team after the game. There's like five or six guys in there, and I think everybody's just stepped up. There's a healthy competition for playing time, and when you have that healthy competition, I think, you know, it puts people on their toes. I just, like I said, the last, I don't know what it's been, 10, 11 games, we haven't had too many stinkers. We've had some maybe periods that were off, but I think for the most part, we've played really well as a group.
When you guys had sustained pressure in the offensive zone, you seemed to work it pretty high with your high forward and your defenseman. Is that something you'd like to see more of going forward?
Yeah, and I've said this multiple times in these interviews, meetings, whatever, is that the league's kind of going that direction. There's a lot of movement with the puck. I try to break teams down defensively. Everybody's well coached, and I think teams do a really good job just trying to take away the slot shots. And one of the ways you try and loosen that up is you try and bring the other team's wingers out high to protect the high shot, and then it can open up things behind them. And, you know, we've been trying to do that. We were a little bit reluctant early in the year trying to play one-on-one. And I think we've kind of figured out that if we can move the puck and move off the puck, we'll be more effective offensively.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
That was head coach Greg Cronin there speaking with the media. A lot of positive things to say about the team here tonight. Really liked the top line and the chemistry between Zegras and McTavish. Obviously, them being good friends off the ice is helping them on the ice, and then having Killorn with them. A lot of different points. What did you take away from it?
I thought he was pretty optimistic about where his team is headed. He referenced the guys pretty close there in the training room, all having a good time and getting loose together, and there's that friendly competition. So I think it's just all good, healthy content that we heard in that interview. I thought there was a lot of praise, and of course the reporter asked about in regards to the puck possession time, just alluded to the guys winning more puck battles, and that healthy competition is doing dividends for this Ducks team.
The Ducks have been spending a lot more time in the offensive zone, and that's definitely been noticeable lately. He alluded to that as well, just the amount of time they had in the O zone. And obviously, I mean, that's where you want to be in games. That's the place that you're going to be able to score the goals. So, a positive that the team has been able to find some more sustained O zone time.
And for the Kings, right, this is a team that can really pass with the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last, and AD, you mentioned that stat, 1-7 in the last eight games against this Kings team. That's not a pretty thing to listen to for sure. But this is a Ducks team that limited those quick, oftentimes stretch passes. Whether it's in the offensive zone, they're notorious for those very long passes that are just tic-tac-toe. Didn't see a whole lot of those. Didn't see a whole lot of sustained pressure from the Kings, which says a lot about the Anaheim Ducks being, as Ryan Strome said, dictating the play oftentimes. That's usually what this Kings team did, and I thought the Ducks did a good job of evening out the playing field and just doing a whole lot of good things that just didn't work out their way in the end.
I know. I feel like we're sitting here talking about all the good things that the Ducks did in this game here tonight, which it is what happened. I mean, you look at the way this game played out, obviously not, unfortunately, in the favor of the Ducks, but a lot of good from it. And, you know, you got another chance on Sunday to keep building off it against the Senators.
I love you carrying on the positivity that we heard head coach Cronin there in that interview. You're taking it and running with it. So love it.
Let's get to one more message before we wrap up this post game show. Let's see. What do we want to talk about here? Let's go, Tony. All right. 3 points here. Today was a measuring stick game, and we are competitive, no doubt. The Los Angeles Kings are an established Western Conference team, and they have worked hard to rebuild their roster. Number two, Troy Terry, was within an eyelash of tying it. Very frustrating. Number three, Ryan Strome looks a lot better these days. And him getting that goal there today, got to help with that.
So a lot to dissect here. I'm going to start with number one there, competitive indeed. And this Ducks faithful has been through a lot over the last few seasons, right? Mm-hmm. Really hanging in there, supporting this Ducks team during a lot of losing seasons. This Ducks team, of course, we just fell under 500 here with tonight's loss, or mm-hmm. today's loss. But look, this is a team that, he said it, right? It's competitive. We're in it in every game, playing lights out. There's point number two there. I said, I caught myself earlier in this game, I think it was a post that hit that post by a hair, I think he said. So Tony one-upped me and said eyelash. So maybe
even
I go
shorter.
Maybe I go leg hair. I gotta think of something more than just hair with a great analogy right there. And look, Ryan Strome looks a lot better these days. Yeah, look, he hasn't been scoring, but he's been setting up a ton, mm-hmm. and he continues to get on the action. I think just judging by the amount of playmaking he's been doing, he should have a few more points. He's been playing that well. So all good points, mm-hmm. Tony, and thanks for messaging us.
I talked to Ryan Strome a few weeks ago now, it was, when I asked him about the season. To that point in the season, you know, he had that early start where he was adding to the score sheet, a little bit of a point streak there, kind of fell off more recently. And he was saying that this year he wanted to have more points, obviously. I mean, you're going to want more points as an offensive player, but he's looking for more of that. So obviously a good sign here today that he was able to get that goal, and hopefully more coming in the future for him here soon. Emerson, final quack.
Final quack, you know, I had a lot of memes made for today's game. It's unfortunate I was able to use them. I always am locked and loaded for when we play the Kings. It hasn't been easy, right?
Nope.
Coming out, I mentioned it, 1-7 against these Kings the last eight, so it hasn't been easy. But it's all about turning the page and looking forward to Ottawa. Ottawa is not going to be easy. They're a highly competitive team, and it's a team that is young, skilled. I tell you what, that Stutzel can play, mm-hmm. and they got a lot. Bathurst, they got a ton of just players that can do some damage, so it's not going to be easy. You know, Shane Pinto, he's got some better hockey to be played. He's always, you know, dangerous. Of course, how do you forget about their captain there, Tkachuk? And He likes to wear you down around the blue paint. A lot of behind the net plays, all in that net front area. It's going to be tough. It's mm-hmm. going to be a dogfight, just like in today's game. It was a fun game to watch. You hope that the Ducks came out with this Black Friday game, but there's Sunday. Always look forward to those Sunday games.
Fun fact: I actually worked with Brady Tkachuk when I was at interning with USA Hockey.
Okay, well, if you still have his number, maybe mess with him a little bit. Send him a poor taste meme picture, whatever. Get him off his game.
Yeah,
we need that.
Maybe. Might have to do that before Sunday's game. My final quack here today, I want to see the Ducks keep it up in the faceoff circle. You know, I think after today, great signs. Jansen Harkins, keep it up. We love to see what he's been doing. He's leading the team right now, over 50% in faceoff wins since he's been up with the Ducks. It's important. Those are the little things in the game, but they're important.
I second that. Harkins, he's been phenomenal. His forecheck speed, he's just always going, right? Mm-hmm. It's almost like, you know, of course he doesn't have the goal-scoring prowess of a Frank Vatrano, right? But he's always moving his feet like Frankie. And
yep.
you got to admire that work ethic.
If you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game here today, you can after the break. Ducks and Kings, the final here at Honda Center, 2-1. The Los Angeles Kings winning the second meeting between the two teams. Next time we'll see the Kings is not until February before the break, the Four Nations break, which those teams are going to be announced this upcoming week. So we'll probably be talking about that a little bit. Otherwise, I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. Enjoy this weekend that we have. Next time we'll see you is on Sunday, 4:30 pregame show for you right here on Duck Stream. So for Emerson Edom, I am Alexis Downey. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Duck Stream, and enjoy your holiday weekend. We'll see you on Sunday.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Global news happens fast. Stay plugged into your world with TuneIn, the best app for all things audio. TuneIn brings you top news sources like CNN, Fox News Radio, and MSNBC, plus key financial outlets including Bloomberg and CNBC. The best part? If you upgrade to TuneIn Premium, you'll unlock commercial-free news, bringing you more than 5 hours of bonus news content every day instead of ads. So keep up with the latest headlines and stay in the know every day with TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A-Go-Go.
Yes. Can you keep saying you got something for me? Search Country A-Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A-Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn has the news coverage you want to examine the headlines.
We need leaders who prioritize affordable health care for all and take seriously.
Diving deeper into the stories with sources you trust.
Other cities, other jurisdictions prefer to just push
and
people.
Covering the news that matters to you.
I've heard it referred to almost as a ghost criminal.
CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, and Bloomberg. TuneIn has them all. Just search news to listen today.
Hey, y'all, it's Garth Brooks.
Ever wonder what's on Garth's personal playlist? Welcome to the Garth Channel.
My music, my stories, and all my friends.
Haven't I heard from...
And some songs you might not expect.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
Then, from the Garth catalog, we got it all.
Thunder
the music, the stories, the Garth Channel. Search the Garth Channel on TuneIn or tell your device to play the Garth Channel.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. This is awesome.
That's the sound of Michelle getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be donating bases to her Little League program. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a fuel-efficient Honda, like the 2024 CR-V Hybrid. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the rock holiday tradition returns. Saturday, November 30th, two shows, Honda Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Bring the whole family to the all-new show. Soaring guitars, dazzling lasers, and enough pyro to keep you warm all season. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert.
scrape of blades, the clash of sticks. Hockey's more than a game. It's unrelenting, never give up moments that make you feel alive. And so you commit to the weekly ups and downs, the long road to the playoffs. You wear your heart on your sleeve and your jersey with pride. And when you're there for your team, the NHL Shop is there for you. Check out the largest selection of official NHL gear at NHLShop.com. Fanatics experience.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BBBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks 5K presented by Arrowhead Water returns on February 23rd. Run, walk, or waddle with other Ducks fans throughout Great Park and Irvine. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/5K to sign up.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for our replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network for the Anaheim Ducks.